good, man. Talk that shit, bro. Yo, 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 mic check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. This is A Cup of Joe with Dre. I'll be your co-host, Dre E. I got my co-host, Joe, in the building. Joe, what's up, man? What's good? What's going on with you, man?
Look, man, we had to get back in the lab quickly.
The responses
are bananas.
Yes, yes. So we dropped the episode. What's the name of the episode? Ladies, listen, please. That's the episode we dropped. And we got a lot of feedback. We started getting feedback. Joe, you started getting feedback like as soon as like 8:15 rolled around, right?
Dude, they didn't even let it get hot sizzling yet. They already
they did it, man. So we got a lot of response from that one, which is always a great thing. So thank you guys, and thank you ladies for listening and tuning in, and all your feedback is greatly appreciated. But yeah, man, it was around noontime, man. And I got a few DMs, I got a few text messages and everything, in response to the podcast. And, you know, we listen back every week, like for the listeners who don't know, like, yeah, we record it, we edit, we do what we got to do, man. But we don't listen to like the full episode until it releases with you guys. And even if we do listen to it, we recorded it previously. So we didn't talk about so much since then. We don't really know what it's about, so it's like our first time listening to it too. But it was around, man. I was in class all morning, like in Zoom calls, classes. Had some one-on-one tutoring for my statistics class, and the thing with the DMs was jumping, man. it was popping off, and you know they was hitting me with quotes and stuff from the podcast. But I had no idea what they was talking about, and I had to keep telling them, like, y'all haven't listened back to it yet. I'll get back with you. So I could, you know, address whatever you talking about, man. But yeah, man. So we here now, man.
Dude,
impromptu recording right here,
man. We had to, man. It's like my phone had been caliente, just jumping, man, with people just saying stuff, man. I mean, it was all feedback. So it was good, bad, whatever it was. It was always,
yes,
man.
Yes,
just,
all,
just
yeah.
A lot of feedback, man. So we was just going in, dude. And it was funny because when we recorded the episode, like I was saying, okay, that was a good episode.
Right.
But then when I heard it, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got where we needed to get to, man. So, yeah, man, let's talk about it. What are we talking about? What are we talking about today, man?
Well, you know, the thing is like, man, we got to bring it back to these fellas.
We got to
talk to these fellas about themselves. I mean, because it's only fair. We talking to the ladies about, you know, what they need to do.
Right.
What about these fellas?
All right, let's do it, man.
I want to start off, though, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suggested that women, like, that have children.
Okay.
Now, this is some of the feedback that came back to me, right?
Okay.
That women that have children, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they need to, like, look at these role models, like the coaches and everything like that.
Okay. Right.
So, two groups of men that I want to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Let's get to the shout-outs first. Any shout-outs you want to give? Because I'm about to go in on these men. I done went in on these women. I'm going to go out on these men. Any shout-outs you want to give? Man. You know when I get into my rants.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm there. Ain't no coming back.
Any shout-outs? Let me see, man. Shout-out to my daughters, of course, Alexa, Aurelia, and Ava. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to the family. Shout out to the friends. Shout out to, most importantly, the listeners, man. Thank you guys for your support every week. We greatly appreciate that. Please start sharing. Please start posting. Just, you know, hitting your people up with the link. Only if you think it, you know, could be informative to them. And even if you don't think it could be informative to them, share with them anyway. So y'all are greatly appreciated, man. But nah, man, no shout outs as of yet, man. I'll think of something along the way, straight up.
I'll probably give my shout outs at the end.
Okay.
So
let's get to it.
I'm gonna go back in. So, man, fellas, ladies, this episode is for y'all. I know we went kind of hard on y'all, but we're about to get in on these fellas real quick. So, first of all, I want to address these coaches.
Okay.
Are these young boys or these single moms?
Yeah.
Some of you coaches, y'all need to focus
on coaching.
On coaching. You dirty dogs. Like, these boys be trying to sleep with all the single moms and everything like that. And coach one play in one game.
Right. Yeah.
So, me and Dre are trying to entrust you guys to show these women what good men are.
Facts.
So coach their kids and stop trying to holler at their mamas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Call the plays.
Facts.
Not call the hoes, okay? Second, you personal trainers. I did a little personal training myself. But stop trying to screw all your clients. Like, most of these ladies that are coming to you are vulnerable. They want to change their lifestyle. They want to, you know, better themselves.
Yep.
They do not need you taking advantage, being a predator.
Mm-hmm.
Being a predator.
Yep.
And messing with them while they're getting better.
Right.
Like, you hear it all the time. Like, even when I did a little training, man, you would hear all the time of these dudes trying to sleep with these women. Like, right. Come on. Get it together.
Yeah, man. I never understood why, you know, they want to fuck up the money. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. So you fuck up your money. I mean, kid might be playing this season, but next season come around, he ain't gonna be fucking with you because his mama and you and his mama, you know, you guys got a rift in between y'all two, so she gonna go on and take him to another team and probably deal with the same shit because a lot of these niggas out here is just fucking losers. And I'm gonna say this because in the business that I do as being a life coach, shit, I think 100% of my clients are females, to be completely honest with you, man. But you always got to draw that line, man. You can't be out here sleeping with your clients and shit, man, because that fuck up the money, and it can fuck up your reputation too as a coach, as a life coach, as a athletic coach, whatever the fuck you coach or whatever business, personal trainer.
Personal trainers.
Yeah, it'll fuck up your it'll fuck up the money, and at the end of the day, for me, that's just one thing I learned as a young boy. It's just never mix business with pleasure. You know what I mean? Because there's no upside to that at all. Like, I learned that like when I was 19, man. I used to mess with some chicks that I worked with. I mean, mess with some women that I worked with at Walmart, man. When I was working at Walmart back in the day, part time, and it just didn't hold right with me, man. So, fellas, man, like you said, like Joe said. You can't be out here, you know, supposed to be a personal trainer, supposed to be coaching, and basically you're supposed to be, you know, helping either her or her children out, and you trying to help yourself in between her legs, man. That's never a good thing, and it's never a good look for you as well. So
got the kids calling your uncle. You're coming by late night,
right? You know, man, come on, man.
Like, you're confusing the children.
Yeah, we got to do better, man. Like, and honestly, man, I don't know, man. It's just one of those things, man. It's just like a lot of dudes out here, man, they scumbags, man. And the thing is, it's like I look out for stuff like that, man, because as you know, man, I got daughters, man. So I just look at things a lot differently than a lot of guys look at things. And it's like if I wanted it done to my daughter, I'd try not to do it to any woman out there. So that's my position on it.
Another thing, guys, stop sending unsolicited dick pics.
I don't even know what that's about, man. That's some that shit. Like, yeah, I don't.
Like, what would make you think you'd be like, hi, hello, send the meats?
Yeah, no doubt, like, man. And I'm just me personally, man. I'm just uncomfortable doing that just anyway, man, because the thing is, like, I told a shorty this, like, a couple months ago. You know, she... She was claiming that she wanted to be with me and all this good shit, man. And, like, I hadn't even met this chick yet. And she, you know, she's sending me unsolicited pics, you know what I mean? Which is cool. Hey. But then she wanted me to, you know, do that in return. And I'm like, nah, like, for real, like, I got a public platform out there. You ain't about to have me. And more importantly, even because I was like this even before I had a public platform, it's like I got daughters, man. I'm not taking chances on no shit like that. Like, so I really just can't even understand how women I mean, how men just send unsolicited fucking dick pics to women. I don't even understand that shit, bro.
I can't either.
But now, yeah, stop that shit. I mean, unsolicited. Yeah, stop that shit. Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah,
I mean, man,
do what you do, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, you grown, but I'm just saying, just don't be just sending and DMing and
like just throw this. You get a dick pic, you nah. We ain't doing all that, man. We are not doing all that. So, nah, bro. Yeah, but fellas, so y'all gotta relax with that shit. Like for real, like relax. It's trashy, man. Like. Just relax. Relax when it comes to that. If she wants it, send it. And if not, if she don't ask for it, then you need not send it. Pretty much.
Also, fellas, don't make it seem like we're the only guys that could tell their feelings. Like, one of the things, the reason why we brought this platform up is like, A, we wanted to show that men do talk.
Right.
Men have feelings. Men have personalities. Men have... things about them, goals, dreams, aspirations. Like there are women out there that are craving that from you.
Right.
You know, not just me and Dre.
But that, yeah, not just me.
And like they want to hear from you. They want to know what's going on. They want to share their world with you. Like a lot of times you can win a woman over by just sharing your world with them.
Yep.
Stop being afraid. Stop being too masculine. Stop being, what's some other words? I mean, stop being what society may tell you to be and be open enough and free and willing enough to say, this is how I feel.
Right.
Because a lot of times, too, is understand this. Women are so emotionally intact with their feelings that when you express how you truly feel, they take that in.
Right.
Now, I met some hardcore gangster girls that were just like, hey, you soft.
Yeah, you soft. You're a sucker.
But you know what I mean? That's one in a million.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and you're right, man. I've always been that type of person. I've always been in touch with my feelings and everything. So I never, you know, did that whole, you know, machismo, macho man type shit. That's never been my lane, man. It's just like, yo. I've always been pretty in tune with my feelings. I mean, over the years, I've gotten better with it. But once I figured that out, it's like you said, man, like I noticed that, you know, females are very receptive to that. And they have a lot. I mean, females have a lot of insight that can really help you out and help you maneuver through shit. Because, think about it, fellas, man. We ain't over here talking to our niggas about our innermost feelings and shit and be like, you know, even though we should be at a point to where we are doing that, but we just don't. For me, it's always been easier to talk to a female about my issues and about my problems and shit. I mean, because of the stigma that, you know, man to man, you know, we looking soft to each other, but that's not it at all. Cause like now I tell my homeboys, I love them. I tell them like, I tell them I love them, and I was just thinking about this post I posted about what men can and can't do, and one of them things was like, don't tell your homeboy that if you tell your homeboy you made it home safe that you gay, and I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
But I tell my homies that, man, like, yo, I tell Joe, like, Joe, when I leave here from Joe, man, I hit him up and like, yo, I made it, I'm home, bro, everything's everything, but. We got to get in a space to where we can be vulnerable with each other and especially vulnerable with our women or just women in general.
Yeah.
Like express ourselves, like I said, like a lot of dudes out here, man, they'll be dating a woman, man. And you know, him and his girl will get into it and shit. And next thing you know, man, he'll link up with his homeboys. They'll hit to the club or go to the strip club and shit. They'll either drink their night away and the nigga might end up cheating, whatever the case may be, instead of being able to verbalize and vocalize like, hey, babe, you know what? That shit really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Like when you said this, that, and the third, this is how I felt about that. And trust me, fellas, because 90% of us don't do shit like that. So when you do that to a woman, that's going to pump her brakes harder than you going out to the club with the homies and shit.
Yeah.
Like, nah, like, yo, you, what you said or what you did, that really hurt my feelings. Like, you made me feel less than a man or you made me feel whatever which way she made you feel. You need to be able to express that. So
also, don't be afraid to say nice things and not just like, oh yeah, you look good. Right. You know, say nice things to to women. And I mean, you don't always have to tell a woman she's sexy or you got a banging body or something like that. Like, man, look, you know, if y'all had a dope conversation, like, let her know, like, man, I had a great conversation or I had a great time with you, or you helped me think about some things.
Right.
Like, communication is so big in so many of us. Look, I'm talking from a place of knowing. Like, I've lost out on good women because I could not communicate.
Yep.
Or we got into an argument and I couldn't go back and say, this is why I'm upset.
Right.
And why are you upset?
All right.
Or I was so much emotionally in my own feelings that I couldn't hear the other person out.
Right.
You know, and fellas, look, it don't matter how soft it may look to you. If you really like somebody, then tell them. Tell them what you feel. Tell them that you care. Tell them, like, first of all, don't listen to what society says about thirsting, because I don't even know what that stupid thing came from. Like, when did it become a problem to tell somebody really how you feel?
Exactly. Yeah. It's become a problem in the last, like, five or so years. Yeah, because everything is now, is like, you can't even compliment a woman now without like really them saying like, hey, you thirsty, or is it, you know, you desperate and shit like that. And it's like, nah, like I just find you attractive and I want to tell you, you know what I mean? So fellas, man, like Joe said, we gotta come up with different ways of complimenting women, and everything that Joe just said is factual. Like instead of always complimenting her body, man, compliment her mind, compliment her thought processes, compliment her drive, her ambition, her independence, and things of that nature, because that's who she is. Like, she was born beautiful, you know what I mean? Yeah. She was born beautiful. Like, all that other shit from the inside is everything that she had to work on to achieve herself. So if she's ambitious, you want to compliment her on that. Like, hey, man, I see you really out here, you know, doing this, that, and the third. Like, we got to just find different ways of communicating and complimenting our women outside of the physical.
Yeah.
Because that shit going to fade away anyway. And that's part of the reason why a lot of guys move on from next woman to next woman to next woman.
Yeah.
Because it's always about the physical in a woman. So it's like, once that shit wears off to them and it gets old to them, they're on to the next one. And that's unfortunate and unfair to women. So,
you know, one thing too that, you know, I had to realize and go through too was, I had, when I got out of my crazy situation, I was just trying to collect a bunch of women. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that because I was trying to make this complete whole woman.
Right.
You know, so I was like, this one here, and then 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 this one here. And the problem was, I was never getting to know any of them and seeing their true potential.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I put that in heart to fellas or men, like, listen, don't play with a woman's emotions. Mm-hmm. Be upfront. Yep. Be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, let them know what you're dealing with, you know, or what you want.
Right.
You know, I'm not here to tell you as a grown adult that you shouldn't want a woman for sex.
Right.
What I will tell you is, be honest with that and let that woman make the decision that that's what she wants to do in that relationship or not.
Right.
And if so, then let her be, if that's not what she chooses to do.
Right.
Don't try to change it up and manipulate to get back what you want, because what you're doing now is making more damage to that person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, women are not fragile, but any of us that's ever experienced hurt or trauma or anything like that makes us not want to touch the stove again.
There you go.
Nobody wants to get burnt.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. We can't, as men, we know, or at least you should know, that women are very emotional and we all have feelings.
Yeah.
But when men, what we have a tendency to do is discredit her feelings.
Yeah.
And that's where we get in a lot of trouble, man, because we out here discrediting their feelings and just basically brushing it off to, oh, you're just emotional type shit. Like, no, listen to what she's saying. That way you can prevent whatever made her feel that way. You could, if it was caused by you, you could prevent that from happening again by listening and not discrediting her feelings. Because like I said, as men, we have a tendency to always dismiss and discredit how they feel. So we can't just continue to do that. We got to open up that dialogue and ask questions like, okay, so what did I do to offend you? And what could I have done better? And you don't have to say it in those words, but that's pretty much what you're asking her to do if you truly want to make the situation better.
And this is not even single man information. No, this is information if you're in a relationship. Period. This is your husband. This is like men. Just like men change, women change.
Right.
Just like Your clothes fit differently, you know, as you get older, and you may get bigger, you may get smaller. Like your ideas and opinions. Mm-hmm. Like if you're with somebody in a relationship, mm-hmm. or you're trying to get to know somebody in a relationship, like grow with that person.
Right.
Don't change who you are because they're changing.
Right.
But understand that they are changing and learn to love them where they're at.
Right.
You know, don't look at them crazy because they're getting new ideas or they're getting new ambition. They're not getting, you know, and speaking of ambition, like I hear a lot of times women, you know, calling off relationships because they hear that a man doesn't have drive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of men do. It's expressing that.
Say that again.
I feel like a lot of men do have like drive, but it's expressing it or don't know how to express that or okay. don't know what to look for in drive.
Right.
And we as men got to learn to ask for help.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Like, dude, I would never ask for help for no. I don't care, man. You can like dynamite on fire, whatever it is. And like, you know, hey, man, I wouldn't ask for help and it didn't matter who, you know.
I used to be the same way, man. We call that foolish pride right there. Just having foolish pride, like just being too prideful to even ask for help at all, knowing that you're really sinking beneath the ground, but you too prideful to ask anyone for help. And that's a hindrance for all of us. I mean, for anyone who's like that, over time, of course, I've learned like, hey, man, sometimes you need help and you have that support. You have that support group. And if you have a woman in your life, that's what she's there for. Yeah. And you should be able to lay whatever it is you have onto her. And you guys should hopefully be able to get through that together because she is, man. If you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship. If you're married, whatever the case may be, your woman should be your rock. And the thing is, it's like we have to we really have to do a better job at standing up for our women. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times, like, you know, we'll be dating women or we've been with someone for a while and we don't stand up for her. We don't protect her. You know what I mean? It's like some of these dudes will let other dudes like talk to her crazy and shit, which I've never done that. Like you ain't about to talk to my woman in your kind of way, even if she's in the wrong. Well, I mean, because that's for me to handle, not for you to handle. You know what I mean? So protect your women, stand up for your women. And it's like not to you know, sour the conversation, bro. But it's like how I feel about that whole like Vanessa Guillen thing, man. That happens a lot in the military.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, that happens a lot in the workforce, period. It ain't even a military thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, all these niggas in power, all these men in power, in order for these females to get ahead, they got to do, you know, what they say? Do something strange for a little change type shit.
Yeah.
That shit is disgusting. And I hate that shit. But the way it goes is a lot of women, they get, you know, cornered in these positions. And let's just say it was me and you, Joe, and you found out that like I may have did something crazy to a female. It's your job to fucking check me on that. That's what I'm talking about. Like men, like we really got to step the fuck up when it comes to protecting our women. And I'm not saying our women in your significant other. I'm saying women as a whole. That's something that we have to become more serious about, and that good old boys club and all of that type of shit, that shit is gone. Like, we have to protect these women as men. And while we're doing so, we have to start opening up the dialogue and letting these young dudes know, like, no, that ain't the man. I tell you what, bro, when I listen back to some of the fucking music that we used to listen to, I cringe like that shit is crazy. However, I think that our generation did a hell of a good job at being able to differentiate music from reality.
Yeah.
You know, because I was never one running around calling my homegirls bitches and hoes and suck my dick. And I'm never. Like, my homegirls are fucking nigga up. Like, you know.
I'm thinking about some of the songs right now.
Exactly, man.
It's put it in you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're like, yo, we were listening to some wild shit, bro. But, like I said, but we was raised to be gentlemen and shit. So we conducted ourselves in a different manner. But now, current day, man, like, the disrespect that these niggas is doing toward these women out here is beyond crazy, man. So,
yeah, man. And it's just hard because there's so much disrespect across the lines everywhere.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, black on white on black on black,
right.
Dark skin on light skin, male against female, you know, trans against bisexual, right, man. It's so crazy, man, with all of that communication.
It is.
But I do want to hype up women real quick. I know we're kind of talking to men, you know, but a lot of our listeners are women. And this kind of goes to men and women. Women love the skin you're in. Mm-hmm. Tiger stripes and all.
Mm-hmm.
Look, because.
Please.
Yeah, look, I like a little tiger stripe on my woman. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, hey, look.
Yes.
Get me in the jungle. You know what I mean? Look, I mean, it's life.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? That just happens. Love your stripes. Love your body. Like, look, man, look. Hey, what they say in the Army, the more stripes you got, the higher the rank.
There you go.
Yeah, some of y'all are running around here, Sergeant Majors.
Right.
With all the stripes on, man.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? And you know, as you're working on yourself, working on your body, or working, you know, on your mental. And before I would even say work on your body, work on your mental. Because I've dated girls that were models and they were mentally unstable.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean? They were the prettiest people in the room, but they were the most messed up people in the room, you know? So, yeah, man, definitely. I mean, how you feel about the stripes, big dog?
I mean, I love it. You know, shit, man, I'm well documented on this podcast and everywhere I go, man, like, all that, that's
they don't
part.
Like the neck bone. He like the meat on him.
There you go. Hell yeah, man. Because that's all about being a woman, man.
Yeah.
All that comes with the territory. Like real, I tell women all the time, like, real men don't stress about no shit like that. I don't care no about no stretch marks, no cellulite, no none of that shit. No love handles, no nothing. It's like, hey, if that's who you are, man, like, because I'm just more so about, like you said, I'm more about the mental and shit. Yeah. If you're confident, like, just be confident in who you are and shit. And I think, like, the problem is, bro, like, us as men, we don't appreciate that those features in a woman like we should. You know what I mean? Like, you could have two pictures side by side, and the woman whose natural body is on display, it's like, you know, you'll give her 30 likes, right? But this girl who the Instagram model with all the fucking plastic work and the fake everything, she's gonna have about 3,000 likes and shit. So and then that causes a dilemma, to whereas the natural woman is looking at her like, oh, I need to go do this in order to gain this type of attention. But ladies, pause. I'm telling you, pause. Like, there are women out here. I mean, there are men out here who genuinely prefer the natural woman over the, you know, the woman with all the cosmetic surgery.
All that is airbrushed most of the time anyways.
Yeah, and photoshopped and all that. Yeah. So stop. You ladies have to stop comparing yourself to women like that. And fellas, like I said, we got to do a big job. We got to do a better job of bigging up our women with natural bodies and natural looks. Because, yeah, man, I mean, they out here, they're doing it. And if all we're doing is throwing that attention at them, it's like we're causing a bigger problem than what should be caused and shit. Yeah. And 9 out of 10 times, they're not taking that Instagram model home to mama anyway. You know what I mean? It's a girl who's looks natural, and because they know, man, like they because take shorty home to moms and
oh man,
yeah.
Oh man,
yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, so, there is shit. I've you know before my mom passed, I think I brought home one girl,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
My mom passed. I was like 28.
Yeah, yeah.
One girl.
Okay.
One yeah. or two girls. Mm-hmm. That's it, man. There was, like you yeah. just not getting in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To speak to mama.
Yeah, nah.
Like you know
don't
what
go
I mean?
Down like that.
And guys, that's how you gotta treat it. Like,
yeah.
If you ain't gonna bring her home to mama, then don't fool with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't fool with that's her. It, like, man. When I hear these scumbags putting their hands on women,
bro.
And you're like, it's too easy to walk out the door. Like, you can open it up, right, unlock right. it, and walk out that joint.
Right, right.
You don't have to put your hands on it. Look,
right.
I know some women got some slick mouths, man,
because right.
I've been called some things.
Everything under the sun.
It'd be some stuff that ain't even truthful, right, but right, it still
right,
hurt.
Yeah, it still
like,
hurt. Oh. Right, right, yeah.
Cause oh. Because
they know how to use that. You know, they know how to use that tongue, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, oof. They could be deadly with that, bro.
No.
And, but like you said, as men, like, that's one thing my pops did did teach me. Like, he's like, yo, if it ever gets to a point to where you feel you want to fucking put your hands on a woman, it's time to just walk away. Walk out that door. He's like, go for a walk, go for a drive. But whatever it is, get out of that situation because you don't ever want that situation to boil over. And then you end up putting your hands on a woman because there is no reason to put your hands on a woman. But they're also women. There is no reason for you to put your hands on a man either.
Say, man.
And I am going to protect myself. I'm not saying that I'm going to hit you back. But I'm going to restrain you from hitting on
grab
me.
And shake, sure. Grab and shake, Dre. Grab and shake. You yes. grab, and then you shake. No, I'm just kidding. Don't, don't grab and shake. Don't grab and shake. Because the police see them hands on their
yeah,
wrist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
yeah,
know
you
what I mean? You go to jail.
Yeah, yeah,
not saying
sure.
I know. Not
but
saying
no, that's
I
real.
Know.
That's real, though,
not
man.
Saying I know. I just,
so, but like I said in the previous episode, man, if it comes to all of that, then maybe y'all got to think about like not being with each other because – like we got to come to all of that. Like, is it really worth it in the end? And my answer is no to that. So yeah, man.
Dre,
men, bro.
Dre, we got to teach them. Dre, we're teaching them.
Trying to, man.
We got
to
teach them. They got to learn from our mistakes,
they
Dre.
Do, man. And the thing is, like, and for your women, for men, for your women, like, make her feel special, man. Like, don't. Your woman should feel as if she should feel as if she's the only woman in the world that matters to you. That's yeah. how she should feel. And you don't got to go out here and buy a fucking Chanel bag and like so fellas. Okay, let's talk to these niggas real quick. Let me talk
look,
to
Dre,
these
Dre is getting man. Serious. He getting up on hold the on, mic now, on, y'all. On, he about to get you fellas right. Dre, get them right.
Fellas, let me tell y'all something, man. You guys, there's a lot of, and there's a lot of guys out here. There's a lot of guys out here, and there's a lot of guys out here getting money, you know. And the problem with that is a lot of you guys are out here, you know, basically paying for that attention. You guys out here buying women because, yeah, you're giving her Chanel bags and Louis bags and, you know, buying her, you know, Audis and Benzes and all of this good shit. But, and you're really doing that as a substitute for you not being there and having that time for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't equate. But what we're doing is, and you see it, it's really bad in 2020 when it comes to that type of shit. Because women compare each other to, I mean, women compare each other's men to each other by what the fuck they bought and what they didn't buy them. It's like, oh, so the one girl, she got a Chanel, I mean, she got a Chanel bag, and then her homegirl got a damn Gucci bag, and then they comparing, like, which bag is better. And then, oh, girl, that ain't nothing. My man got me this. Oh, girl, that ain't nothing. My man got me that. Like, men, like, what are we doing? And I'm not saying that we ain't supposed to be out here, you know, showing our women appreciation and that we like them or we care for them and we love them by buying them things. I mean, because that's a lot of our love language. That's a lot of people's love language. But just basically pacifying them with gifts. That's basically what it is you pacifying them with gifts because of the lack of time that you have with them. So you're buying them gifts and until that gift wears off, and then you got to keep buying them gifts and shit because you honestly really don't want to be in that situation, and it's a temporary thing for you. So we just got to do better at we got to do better with, you know, just paying attention to our women and giving them that quality time, because the streets going to be there, man. Your homeboys, they going to be there and shit. Your girl may not always be there. So that's something that you guys got to, you know, really start paying attention to going forward.
Yeah, man. These guys, you know, again, man, we are trying to help y'all out by our mistakes. Like, I've made every mistake in the book a man probably could make, other than hitting a woman. You know what I mean? And cheating. I've never cheated on a woman. But let's get into that, Dre. I'm glad I just thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it, man. Cheating.
You know, because especially, I mean, because we know women cheat, you know, but yes. A lot of times yes. You're hearing about men cheating.
Right.
Fellas, first of all, look, women are beautiful. Women are beautiful.
That they are.
You know.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Number one, dog. I got the T-shirt, everything. But.
Yes, sir.
I always got this saying to myself, and this is, I've lived by this motto for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Most women are meant to pray with. Very few men are meant to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is
that's good shit.
A lot of women that you deal with, and I can say that again.
Yeah, I was going to tell you to run it back.
Most women you meet are meant to pray with. Very few are meant to play with. You're going to experience all of these good women in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to experience them at your job. You're going to experience them at HEB. That's a grocery store of y'all, not in Central Texas or whatever.
Right.
Walmart, you're going to experience good women wherever you go, regardless of whatever narrative is out there. If you have somebody at home, focus on home.
Right.
Like, cut out these relationships that you have, because what happens is a lot of times you get caught up in these relationships and you make yourself vulnerable enough mm-hmm. to have those open moments. And the problem with most of us men, and we have to realize, is we're opportunists. Like, we love opportunity. As soon as opportunity, because men don't cheat because of a lot of times they're in love with this other woman, or a lot of times that you're just a bad woman. The opportunity presents itself. They can be mad at you for 5 minutes,
right.
But in that 5 minutes, if opportunity presents itself,
mm-hmm.
their excuses, I was mad. You was only mad that 5 minutes. You weren't really mad. So you really got to be careful about putting yourself acceptable to all of these open relationships that you have,
right.
Whether it's at your job or wherever it is, your bank teller, whoever it is. You need to stop focusing on opportunity and start focusing on home. And if you're fed up that much of what she's doing, the first thing, tell her. Second thing, get counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing, then get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
She's not listening to you or hearing what you have to say or hearing what you have to feel. Don't go out there and start another relationship and ruin the relationship you're already in.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because you may start that second relationship, and because you're still damaged from that first relationship, now you just damaged another relationship or another person.
Yep. Another woman.
Another woman.
Yep.
What is your idea or principle or theory on cheating, Dre?
Give me 1 second, bro. All right, man. So, yo, we back. So, brief intermission, technical difficulties. So, as far as my when it comes to cheating, man, I mean, there's a lot goes into that, man, but everything you said is absolutely right. I've been speaking to a lot of women as of lately, especially since doing this podcast with you, and women say that as long as a man is upfront about his intentions, that that gives them the decision to make a decision basically on whether they want to partake in whatever they want to partake in. So what I'm getting at is, if men out there, if you just want to have sex with a woman, They're saying like, yo, just let us know up front, because they may want that too, and that may be only the only thing they want from you. Now, what I always rebuttal with females is, nah, that shit ain't true, because can't no nigga just come out here and be like, yo, I think you're attractive and shit. I'd love to just have sex with you. What do you think about that? She gonna fucking look at you fucking crazy. That's what I say. That's what I say to females that tell me this. And they be like, no, like, we'd rather you be up front than to pretend like, you know, you want to be in a relationship with us and then end up sleeping around. Okay. So that's what they saying, fellas. So be upfront in your intentions when it comes to dating women, because they're more receptive to that. As far as cheating in a relationship, that happens for a lot of reasons. I'm a man, so I know that a lot of the times men cheat over ego. You know, if their woman at home isn't stroking their ego enough, they're gonna go find a woman outside the home that's gonna stroke their ego. Yeah. So that's normally how that goes. It's less about looks and it's more about feelings and emotions and shit. Like I said in previous podcasts before. If at home you're treating your husband like a fucking peasant and then he goes to work and she's treating him like a king, yo, that king shit and that king type of attention is going to be the shit that's going to make him stray away. Mm-hmm. Now, with that all being said, it is still up to the man, if that's what the case is, to, for one, communicate that shit with his wife or his woman and let her know, like, hey, like, I'm not getting what I need out of you. Maybe we could try something different, blase. And if it doesn't work, then be man enough to cut your ties and cut your losses and just end that relationship. That's how I believe that things should go. But when it comes to men and women and when it comes to this cheating shit, like niggas, like men, we got to be man enough to just call shit quits and go on about our business and live the fucking life that you want to live. You know what I mean? If that's with another female, cut your ties, go live with another female. If you just want to be single because you figure out that you're just not good at relationships, then be single, man. But we gotta honestly, Joe, man, we just gotta come to a point to whereas, especially men in relationships, we just gotta come to a point to where we are just honest and completely transparent in our shit. Like I was reading on Dear Jamie, and matter of fact, one of them questions was, you know, I got a home. The homie was saying, if I'm married or if it's my girlfriend, I don't want her talking to no dudes, outside of her father, her brothers, and her sons. She shouldn't be communicating with no man. And like, yo, I disagree with that. I'm like, she could talk to whoever the fuck she want to talk to. But I do agree that no man should know. No man should know your wife better than you do.
Yeah.
And that's not saying like I got homegirls that I grew, we got homegirls that we grew up our whole lives. So no, we're not saying that. We're saying that basically like if my wife or my girlfriend has a problem with me, she shouldn't go tell Joe first about the problem before I know about it. Yeah. She should address that shit with me first and see what I think about it. Or anything, or is she going through some shit with at work with her boss and she's thinking about quitting or whatever the case may be, or making a career move? Like, and you gonna go talk to the homie before you talk to your husband? To me, that type of shit is fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong, I think that it's good you go out there and get other opinions, but let your woman know first what you're thinking about doing this shit, because that's the shit. It's like Hov said on 444. And I know it was one of them lines, I can't quote it exactly, but that shit, I felt that shit in my heart when he told B that he felt ashamed that because he never wanted another woman to know more about him than she did. And I felt that shit. I'm like, oh, that's some real shit. Like that's some soul crushing shit right there. But I understood what he was saying. So when it comes to shit like that, like I feel that. Like no woman outside of your fellas, no woman outside of your wife should know more about you and your business than your wife does. Because like I said, it goes back to your wife being your best friend or your girlfriend being your best friend. Like you should be able to go talk to her about anything, anything. Like all the shit that I talk to my homegirls about, and I talk to them about a whole lot of shit. I should be able to, if I have a girlfriend or a wife, I should be able to tell my wife or my girlfriend all of that shit that I tell them. And if I can't do that, then I don't need to be in a fucking relationship with a woman. Now, I believe that I can't do that, so I'm not in a relationship with a woman. You know what I mean? Because women, just me, period, I'm just excluding myself. Like, when it comes to myself, I know that I think way differently than society norms say I should think. You know, I don't look at shit the way that the world looks at shit. I look at shit from a very realistic point of view, and I make my decisions based off of that. But fellas, like I said, if you got a woman, like, you shouldn't be telling your homegirl shit about your woman that she don't know about herself and how you feel. That shit is crazy. And then that's how the girlfriend slash wife has beef with the homegirl. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you knew the homegirl. I've known the majority of my homegirls over 20 years now. Over 20 years. The majority of them I've known from over 20 years. They're like my sisters, like all of them. They're like my sisters. And I ain't gonna lie, like, my ex used to, she used to feel a certain way about that. But, and it's because she was right, though. Me and my ex didn't have the relationship that me and my homegirls had, but because my ex never, what I felt,
yeah,
that my ex never allowed me to be myself. You know what I mean? I was too busy trying to prove that I wasn't like other niggas to my ex to make her feel good to where I couldn't even be my fucking self. And it's like, you know what I mean? So that's how shit happens, man. Shit gets lost in translation and we just be out here fucking cheating on each other,
dude. And doing I think wild too shit. Is, and this is for you, mama's boys.
Mama's boys, oh, talk man. To them.
Let me tell you something.
talk me, to these mama's.
You know what's
boys,
funny, man? Like, when we talk about the girls, we was all like laughing and everything. We talk about these fellas, we're all like serious,
yeah,
like,
man. Hey, man.
But this is, but you, mama boys. First of all,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you a scenario. What happened to me and my parents and my mother drew this out.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly to make me understand what a relationship in a home should be. I try to play my mom and dad against each other. And my mom checked me to the hardest.
Yeah.
She advised me of this. She said, don't you understand that when you're gone, it's going to be me and this man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm never going to side with you. I love you, but I'm not siding with you on the aspect of you trying to play us apart.
Right.
She's like, I'm riding with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, when you leave this household, mm-hmm, it's me and them.
Facts.
And that's how it should be.
Facts.
It shouldn't be a household, should be your wife, your mother,
right,
your sister, your cousin, your homegirl, all of this stuff. You should be a connection as one, as a team.
Facts.
And all of these other people are side players.
Facts.
I love my mama to death. But, you know, if my mama was still alive today and I had a wife, I'm going to be dealing with my wife. Because I'm not sleeping with my mama. Mm-hmm. My mama is not going to be in that household paying rent. My mama is not going to be the one that if I get up in the middle of the night because I'm feeling bad or something, that I should be talking to. It should be my mate. It should be my partner. And if you're with somebody that your mom overrules them, then you're with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be letting outsiders make decisions in your home.
Right.
In your relationships.
Right.
Oh, man, I hate when soft dudes be like that. Well, my mama said, man, you soft. What your mama got to say about your relationship? First of all, what your mama know so much about your relationship?
That's what I'm talking about,
man. Oh, pillow talking dudes, man. Like, man. 30 and 40 year old, but got a fifth grade mentality.
Hey.
How you pillow talking? How your mama know your business and what your wife doing or what your wife not doing?
It's ridiculous.
Like,
man.
How you that in depth?
Yeah.
Like, dude, you got to move around. I mean, even if your mama is, you're watching your kids, you might need to pay for a babysitter then.
Yeah, that's facts.
If all your business is out there in the street.
That's facts.
My mama, man, get your mama titty out your mouth and be a man.
Hey, one more time, tell them again.
Get that titty out your mouth and be a man.
Yeah,
like, fellas, you know what I mean? Right. And my mama was an alpha female, but she let it be known. Like, me and your dad riding.
Yeah, that's you a team know? Unit when, right
yeah,
there.
Man, when my dad made a mistake or he did something I liked or whatever,
mm-hmm,
I had to ride with my mom's decision because my mom was like, this is, right. And so she made the decision as a woman, and you know, I had to respect that.
Right.
And I think some of these men get that so wrong, so incorrect. Like, I look at some of these dudes and I'm just like, you really let your mama speak up?
Yeah. Like, yeah, man. They, I can't even speak on that shit, man, because I don't even understand niggas like that.
Yeah, me neither.
So, yeah, fellas, man, the business between you and your girl, or you and your wife, you and your woman, basically, is between y'all two. Y'all have to move as a unit, or you shouldn't be moving at all. Like that's the thing, man. Like, and quiet is kept. A lot of these guys out here talking more than these females out here. A lot of these guys out here talk way more than these females. They gossip. They like gossip girls, man. And it's like what are we doing, man?
No, I've been seeing a lot. You know, people be talking about women be emotional, but lately I've been seeing a lot of emotional men.
A lot of them. And it's cool, man, be in tune with your emotions and shit, but as people in general, because this goes for both men and women, man, we cannot be out here talking shit about our significant other and expecting the world to love our significant other as much as we love them, but you done told the whole world. Like I said the other day, it's like we quick to tell the world about all the bad shit our significant other does, but we don't ever show them all the good shit that they do, except for that one time a year or those three times a year, Christmas, birthdays, and Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's the only time you want to show you some appreciation and shit to your and birthdays. Those are the only times you want to show appreciation to your significant other and shit. And like, nah, I don't work that. But the other, 361 days out of the year, you dogging this motherfucker out. Every other post is about how you can't stand your, well, that's usually a woman thing, but for guys, what guys do, man, they gossip amongst their niggas and be like, yo, like, but I can honestly say, like, me and my dudes don't ever do nothing like that.
Yeah.
Bro. I ask my homies, are you good? And it's a real, like, when me and my homies talk about any one of our significant others, it's a real life issue going on. It ain't for no gossip shit. It ain't no he said, she said, or, oh, she did this, or some petty shit. It's some real life shit going on. And that way we're able to offer each other some sound advice. But all that fucking, like you said, all that pillow top and that gossip shit, like, we don't move that way, man. And we never have moved that way. So I don't know, nigga. I can't call it, man.
be hearing this dude's, man, my mom don't like my wife. What does your mom know enough about your wife to not like her?
Right, exactly. If anything, your mom should think she a fucking angel.
Yeah.
If anything.
If you marrying some scumbag loser woman, that's on you. You chose her. Playboy.
Exactly.
Yep. Like, man, God did not shine a light on that woman and say, hey, pick her.
Right.
No, you picked her.
You picked her. Yep. And now you want to dog her out to your whole entire fucking family.
Be having sisters, big cousins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's
Big Rita trying to put hands on her.
Exactly. Fighting her at the corner store and shit.
Yeah,
like,
dog.
Like, what we doing, man? Like, fellas, like, we got to do better, man. Y'all, we just got to do better, man. And all bullshit aside, fellas, like, if you ever want to sit down and talk about it, like, me and Joe's here. And me and Joe don't got all the answers. Trust me, we don't. Lord knows we don't. But we're open to the conversation. We open to the dialogue, and we'll sit down and we'll have a conversation off mic. It ain't got to be on mic. Like, we could sit down like real men and break some bread and learn some shit about each other and shit and truly benefit from helping each other out. So that's the approach that I'd rather go with it. So,
fellas, I got a secret for y'all. Are you listening? Come closer. Come. I need you to hear this. This is your Uncle Joe talking. We're in COVID season. Your kids are at home. Your wife's probably at home. You may be at home. Your wife deserves a date.
Yes.
Find a babysitter. Find somebody. Tell her, put something nice on. You put something nice on. Mm-hmm. Not, look, we know you got khakis and you got a button-up shirt or you got a polo. Put something nice mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. Put some cologne on.
Right.
Romance your wife. A lot of you guys got to understand that romance doesn't die when you get into a marriage or a relationship. Mm-hmm. Stop treating your woman like average because she wasn't average when you got her.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
She was a queen.
Yep.
But you saw her put some weight on. She put some of that weight on because she gave you two kids.
Yeah, exactly.
She gave you two or three kids.
Yep.
That's facts. That got your last name.
That's facts.
You know?
Yep.
Some of this weight she may have put on is COVID.
Right.
Tell her put something nice on. Look, if you've been with a woman this long, guess what? You know most of the places she like to eat at.
Yep.
Have a reservation made.
Yep.
Hey, if you don't want to go outside because it's COVID,
mm-hmm.
have them kids stay somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
light some candles, make her a dinner, order her favorite place out,
right.
set something together.
Right.
Y'all get dressed up and maybe have a dinner in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do something spontaneous. Do something nice. Look, hey, COVID season, we're all getting a little meatier. Hey, man, look. Hey, baby, let's go for a walk. Don't talk about you getting big in them pants. Tell her, let's take a walk. Dudes be quick to be like, man, yo, you're looking big over there. You know what I mean? Like, man,
they
look,
do,
no,
man.
Take a walk, because most of the times,
niggas
like,
is wild, bro.
Dog, you see, look, I'm not even pointing some of my homeboys out, but they, 40 did not do them justice.
I mean,
me and Dre got these father bonds, but some of you got these grandfather
bonds. Yeah. And they do that.
Yeah, not even dad bonds. Boys be skinny arm, skinny leg with this big old stomach.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
looking like E.T. Big old stomach.
Hey.
Look like they sneaking out softballs in their stomach.
I can't call it, man.
Like, hey, man, get it. Keep it sexy for your girl, man. They want you to look good, too. Like, man, look. Don't have her doing all the Pilates and yoga, man. Get out there. Get your body right.
For real.
Do things because of your mate, too. Keep your sexiness going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Write her letters and keep them, you know.
You got to,
play
man.
Play some to her. Do stuff out of the ordinary.
Yeah. That's the type of shit that's going to make your relationship last longer, and that's the type of shit that's going to motivate your significant, your wife, your girlfriend, to want to do those things for you as well. And more along with what Joe was saying, like, you should know your wife's sizes and shit, man. Go pick her out a dress or a nice outfit, lay that shit out, like, or bring it home to her and then be like, yo, have the babysitter and everything lined up for her to where she ain't got to do shit but go in there and get dressed, and y'all could go either go out and have a good time or send the fucking kids away and stay at home and have a good time. But like Joe said, man, let that be something spontaneous that you do for your woman, man, because they appreciate shit like that. And there's guys out there, i.e. Joe and myself, who know how to do shit like that. But we just trying to help some of y'all out. We just trying to help the fellas out, man. Like, because like, it is COVID, man, and a lot of these moms is taking the brunt end of the stick, or whatever how they say that. The short end of the stick. They're getting the short end of the stick because a lot of these women, they work too. But a lot of these women, they're home, and then the kids are home. They're teaching the kids. They're doing the Zoom with the kids. They're on the Zoom with their business. But the husband's outside of the house doing his job and shit. And all he come home to the dinner and he ain't got to do nothing but relax. And that's completely unfair to the woman in the household. But you, like Joe was saying, man, you got to make her feel special. You got to find you, like Joe said, you should know by now the things that she likes and doesn't like, and get those things that she likes, set some shit up for her. Even if it's without you, man, like, let me see, Joe, you don't know nothing about this, man. So I'm not gonna say you don't know nothing about this.
After you tell yours, I'm gonna tell you what I did.
Right. I'm not gonna say you don't know nothing about this, but because you may, man. But let me tell y'all something, man. Fellas, like, for y'all dudes out there, and I don't even understand dudes like this, because I've never been a guy like this. Ever since I had my first children 16 years ago, I've been on my job. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know why it's such a chore for men to take care of their kids. I just don't understand that. They feel like their wife or their significant other, whoever they have kids with, if y'all live in the same household, then they feel like the kids is their duty to handle. You know what I mean? You'll probably diss out some discipline every now and then, but that's the extent of you taking care of your children. No, nigga, you could give them baths. You could do homework with them. You could do everything that your wife does with your kids. You should be doing with your children. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes that break is, hey, babe, I set up a brunch for you and your girls on Sundays. You need some time away. Go to brunch. I already set it up. Called your homegirls up, whatever the case may be. Or, hey, babe, I'm sending you to fucking Dallas for the weekend. Go hang out with your homegirls. Go do the whole weekend. I got the kids. Everything's taken care of, type shit. that's sometimes they appreciate that a lot as well. It's like sometimes you ain't got to go on a trip. Like sometimes she just needs some time to decompress from the world, period. And she should be able to do that with or without you. So it works either way. If you don't got time, if you don't have time, or you don't have someone who could watch the kids, watch them fucking kids yourself and send your woman, your wife, your fiance, whoever she is to you, send her somewhere by herself. Either she wants to go by herself, send her somewhere with her homegirls, get a hold of her homegirls, like, hey, I'm trying to do this for my girl. What do y'all think? Get some suggestions from the homegirl. Don't be trying to fuck the homegirls. Just get some suggestions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get some suggestions from the homegirl and go on about your business, man. And really take some time out and help your significant other out. That's free game. But go ahead, Joe. What was your story, man? I just wanted to touch on that real quick.
Drake, I mean, you hit it personally. Like, it's not the woman's obligation. The mom's over here helping the kids on the Zoom, right, doing homework, doing everything, man. The man doing, watching Sports Center. Yep.
That's all they do.
Yeah,
like, and wait on their fucking dinner, man. Yeah. Get your ass in there, cook some dinner, man. It's just the, again, man, it's the small and the simple things that's going to take you a long way.
Let me tell you how I reeled this one girl in, dog.
Tell me about it, dog. We was
dating and everything. And as we started dating, you know, it ended up being an entanglement. But you My know, at man. The end, she still loved your
hey,
boy.
Hey,
because
there you go. That's all that mattered.
So I knew when she, I would be texting her doing work, you know, and if I'm off on my day or whatever, she'd be like, oh, it's going to be a long day. I'm stressed, whatever. I would run to HEB. I'd get 2 salmon fillets. I would pan sear them. I would get the asparagus, right? Because I knew she liked asparagus. I would make sure.
Free game, fellas.
Yeah. So I would season the salmon with rosemary, thyme, black pepper, salt. All the seasonings. I get the asparagus. Get the asparagus. Start grilling the asparagus. Put the butter on there like she liked sea salt, right? Homemade potatoes. Cut the potatoes up. Hand mash them up. Put a little bit of butter in there. Mix them up. Black salt, pepper. I knew the Moscato that she liked. Come in the blue bottle. I have it ready for her. So by the time that she got off, all of this is done.
Right.
And I'd be like, hey, come swing through real quick.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm a little tired. I said, no, just come swing through.
Right.
So when she come through, candlelight's there. Her glass is already poured.
My nigga.
The asparagus tips, the salmon, the mashed potatoes. I took time to find out what she liked.
Yeah.
And I had it ready.
Yeah.
And he said, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. I appreciate who you are. Yep. I value who you are. I think you're great.
Yeah.
I know you had a rough day, and I want to let you know. Dudes, you do that, man. Fellas, come on, man.
Fellas, man. Pay attention.
Come on, man. You won't even have to beg for action. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, Captain.
You know what I mean? Joe already gave you a little seasoning tips.
Everything. He gave you the whole recipe, man.
Yeah, man. There's a little more extra stuff you have to do. I'm not going to
give it all away.
Tricks and treats now.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're going to have to pay for my chef book.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be in your Barnes and Nobles or online through Amazon. No, but you know what I mean? It was the thing, though. I took time to discover who this person was. And the crazy thing about it is the relationship before that taught me that. You know, she was doing all these things for me and she was teaching me like, okay, you know, this is what I like. This is what, you know, you do these things. And so I was able to do those things back to that person that reciprocated me.
Right.
But it's because I was able to listen and I was ready to learn. Dudes, be ready to listen and be ready to learn.
Yeah,
and it's simple stuff. Like, man,
that
meal I made, maybe $60, maybe. I mean, the most I paid was for the wine, which I mean, if she likes HEB wine, I mean, the highest is what $19 a bottle, maybe. Yeah. And then the salmon fillets, it just depends. I mean, if you even get the highest quality salmon that they have, and you get it butchered and cut, I mean, you're still just looking at $20-$40. You probably already should have the seasoning.
Right.
You know, but I mean, guys, that's a simple meal and it's valued and appreciated. And you didn't even have to go out to whoever else, Roof Chris or whatever. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, man.
If you want to step your game up, get some roses with that.
Yeah.
Like, set those little things. Like, look, dude, you can even go to Dollar General. And they got little like candle like things, yeah, little round things. Yeah, yeah. Those $2.99 or something, $1.99 or something. Like, man, she had a hard day.
Yep.
Fixed that bathtub.
Yeah.
Put the suds, rose petals leading up to the bathroom. Like, come on, man. Hey, we're helping these guys out, man.
Got to, man.
Listen.
Because like, hey, man, we gon' that's it, man. It's like it's still and I've done that as well, man. On a few occasions. But it's the little things, man. If you know she working hard at work and she don't get a lunch break or she barely could fit in the lunch break, go pick up some lunch and just drop it off at the job,
bring it,
man.
To her drain.
Yeah, just drop it off at the job. Hey, like
little extra drain, write a hand note.
Yeah, that. Hey, dude.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Joe, we can't give them anything.
Ladies. Do not be in the DMs trying to get me and Dre because you're
you can't give it all away, Joe.
Especially you ladies with husbands. And look, especially with husbands, you stick with those husbands.
Yes. Okay? Stick with them. Stick with them.
Just send them our way. Don't try to slide down DMs and say, Joseph, how do you make that sound?
Hey, better yet, just put them onto the podcast, man. That better yet, man. That's free game
like
all day.
Like and share.
Nah, yeah, like and share. That's all you got to do,
man. A night out, I'm saying, put some candlelight on.
Yeah.
Put the podcast on.
Yeah, that free game, man. Yeah, or on the way to that restaurant, just pop the podcast in, man. It's too easy.
Let me tell you something. This episode, if just listen correctly, is at least going to make 12 to 13 kids.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's going to be all kinds of babies and sex everywhere.
That's real, man. Like
hot lust.
We gotta, fellas, start doing more original things, man. Just thinking outside the box, man. But all of that shit that me and Joe telling you, man, it's gonna go a long way because it's appreciative. Like and please, fellas, man, please start doing the just cause stuff. Meaning don't wait for it to be a special occasion before you buy her a gift or take her to a special restaurant or whatever the case may be. It could be on, like, today. Today's a fucking Tuesday. It could be on a Tuesday afternoon. You want to go get her an outfit or a pair of shoes from her favorite designer or, you know, you want to take her to dinner. It shouldn't have to always be on the weekend. So for me, this is just me personally. I hate doing shit when everybody else is doing it. I really do. It's a pet peeve of mine, man.
I don't like crowds.
I don't like that crowded shit. Like, I want to be able to sit there in front of you and enjoy whatever it is we're doing with each other. So if I'm going to take you out, it's going to be on a Tuesday night when the restaurant, when everybody in their fucking house doing whatever they doing. It's me and you in that restaurant. We're going to go to the movies. We're going to go to wherever we're going to go. We're going to do it. Like I said, I hate doing shit when everybody else is doing it, unless we just absolutely have to. But if we don't, man, like, fellas, start being more spontaneous in your approach when it comes to your woman. Like I said, make her feel special because I never understood. I just never did, Joe. Like Valentine's Day and those niggas who get, and hey, listen, listeners, if your anniversary is on Valentine's Day, this is not nothing personal, but why the fuck would you want to have a day shared with everybody else? Is that typical just dumb shit to me? It's like, no, man, make your fucking day special because it's your day. You know what I mean? Don't get engaged with your girl on February 14th. You know what I mean? Or New Year's Eve. You know how many motherfuckers is doing that? Like everybody. So y'all all fucking engaged. Like corny shit. Be original in your approach. Women appreciate that a lot more than, for one, of course, you not trying all. I mean, at all, and then you doing everything that everybody else doing because it's the fad, it's the end thing to do. So just be more original, man. I think me and Jordan gave y'all a little bit too much insight.
I know, man. I know we trying to.
No, we good, bro.
I want to drop another thing.
Yeah.
Fellas, let's try this out. Your girl, significant other, your wife, how about you try to once a month make it February 14th. Don't wait for February 14th. Make that day Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. That way when Valentine's Day your girl's gonna be like this. Oh, she got that. We did that last month. Yep. We because that girls love.
Yeah, they do
love man. That. They love bragging on their man. Yeah. They be like,
they do.
She got that, but I got that. Now, and again, it don't have to be big stuff, man. Nope. Look, if she got a favorite candy,
yep.
Bring her that favorite candy.
Simple shit. Right, man.
And say, hey, man, you the sweetest thing I know. Yeah, there and you give go. Her that candy.
Simple shit. That's what I'm saying, man. That's all of this stuff is just simple things, man. And it's like,
Dre, I want to Mac to myself
what's,
now.
Like, what's good? Saying, like, that's what I'm saying, man. It's like,
the stuff I'm saying, I want to Mac to myself.
If you know, fellas, man, let me tell you something, man. If you know that your woman, she has a particular show she watches on Netflix, right? And you know she ain't watched that shit in like 4 or 5 weeks so basically she's backed up on that show. Man, set that shit up in the living room, get her popcorn, get her some dinner ready. And like I said, if you got kids and shit, then get a babysitter for your kids. If not, have that shit prepared for her. So when she gets home from work or wherever whatever it is she's doing and she's done, y'all could just sit there and relax and she could get caught up on her shit. That shit means a lot to women, I promise you that. Yeah. And you sit down there with her and watch it. I know, fellas, it's like normally sometimes it ain't no shit you want to watch, but she's going to appreciate that shit. And be engaged. And one more thing, this goes for both men and women. We got to get off our fucking phones when we're in front of our fucking guest or our significant other. You know, like, do away with that shit. Like, put it in a basket, like, because everybody who needs you should be in your household. You know what I mean? So when you're there with your woman or your man, put that phone away.
I got a rule about that, dog.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm on a date with you,
you pull that motherfucker out.
Put that phone away. Yeah. What's so important in us getting to know each other?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, are you worried about the right now or are you worried about forever?
Right, right.
Because if we do this right, this could be forever.
That's
I
facts.
Don't believe in all of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
man.
I mean?
Like, put that shit away, man.
First of all, if you got a kid and me and you on a date,
right.
You already got that time set up. What's going to happen in this hour to
right.
2 hours that you
go, right.
We're going to get on a car and you're going to be able,
right.
But Mike, but nothing.
Right.
There's nothing that serious that you can't, because right. Again, what if your phone died? You still would have been able to talk to your kids, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Y'all got to put these fucking phones away, man. We need to normalize giving people our undivided attention again. We really do.
Not every date that I've ever had or every meal that I've ever had or every moment that I've ever had has been captured through pictures.
Right.
And they don't need to be.
Right. Yep.
Everything doesn't need to be displayed for remembrance.
That's facts.
Because it should already be in your head and your heart.
That's facts.
Like, if you got to take a picture of every moment that you have that's special with a person,
right.
Then how special is it? You may not even be having special moments.
Yeah, how special is it really? You know what I mean? Like, it's like when motherfuckers go on vacation, they taking a picture of every, how the fuck is you really enjoying it if you're trying to, and especially females, because you know they got to take 35,000 pictures before they get the right one.
Man, some people get mad because, again, I didn't get the best picture.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, but you on vacation.
You're
this
at Niagara Falls.
Like, yeah, man. Yeah, for real. It reminds me of the song that Drake said. It's like about how, you know, but basically, you know, old girl's over wherever she is in Paris or something, but she's more so concerned about taking pictures so the people back home could see it versus enjoying the time that she's in fucking Paris.
Yeah.
Like, what's more important is the people, is her family and friends know she's in Paris versus the fact that she's actually in Paris. And that shit is crazy, but that's how shit is. And it's like, we need to, like, especially us 40 plus years old, we need to fucking relax. Like, when you're in front of your significant other and your fucking, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever, your husband, y'all got to relax and spend that undivided attention. Like, I have that amongst my friends, man. I try not to pick up my phone if it's an intimate setting amongst my friends and shit. Like, I leave that phone the way it is. You know what I mean? I have a special ring for the mother of my children and my daughters. I have a special ring for them. So if it ain't that fucking ring or that text message indicator, I leave that phone alone. It don't matter. So that's how I do it and stuff. And it's like,
Dre, how smart is it? That, see?
Smart nigga, man. I mean, I've been at this shit for a minute.
Man,
you know what I mean? So, yeah. Man.
What is it, sales? I mean, because we're dropping jewels right now. We're dropping jewels. I feel like
it's Jared. It's Jared, man. You got to go out and take it to Jared.
Golly. Jacob?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, man. So, man, hey, fellas, man. We just want to drop this episode with y'all, man. Let y'all know, man.
Because we was heavy on them girls.
Yeah, we was. We went on them, man. And we just giving y'all some pointers or some things, some shit that we done seen over the years. And we want y'all to really, really, like just be better men, man. Especially to your significant other, man. Be a better man to your significant other, man. And we'll stop all of this fucking cheating and fucking backstabbing and talking shit. And all of, like, we could alleviate a lot of this shit by just, for one, communicating with our significant other, being transparent, and then just, like I said, making her feel special. You got to make her feel special. So, hey, man. So, and I don't have a significant other, man, but the women I talk to, I try to make them feel special. Whenever I find a woman that I'm interested in, I try to make her feel special. And that's the only thing it's about.
Important, make time.
That's what I'm saying. Time is important, man.
Yeah, man.
It to me, it's the most important thing, man.
I mean, you're gonna get some women that are gonna ask for some outlandish things, but most of the time, most women don't ask for much.
No, they really don't
at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
And if she is asking for too much, maybe she ain't the right one for you. If she need a bag every month, if she need a new this every month, that probably ain't the girl for you. Well, at least I know she ain't the woman for me, because. Yeah. I ain't buying shit. So
he lying. He gonna find this.
Now, I'm gonna buy something, but it ain't gonna be because you demanding it every month. Like, nah, we don't do that. So
be thought, man.
Yeah, just thoughtful shit. Yeah.
Thoughtful, man. Yeah, that's, be thoughtful. It's too easy. Mm-hmm. It's too easy to tell a person, man, I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. It's too easy, man. And that's the thing, man. It's just like, and I hate, man, pet peeve of mine, Joe, is when a woman tells me how busy she is. Because, this is the misconception that women have when it comes to me, like, because I'm so quote unquote easily accessible, because they don't think that I do a job during the day. And it's like, okay, well, check this out. Yes, I do have a job. That's first and foremost. I go to school full time as well. I have a young daughter as well. I have a podcast as well. Like, so, and with the podcast comes marketing, selling of merchandise, packaging of merchandise, the sending off of merchandise. Like, do you think that I'm just here twiddling my fucking thumbs? So when a woman tells me specifically how busy she is, like, nah, I don't buy that. Because I could still make time for you, but you're trying to tell me because you have a full-time job and you have a kid or two that is your time is so much more valuable than mine. And for me, it's the simple shit. It's a, hey, I'm just thinking about you. Just want to let you know I'm thinking about you. That goes a long way versus not hearing from you from 9 hours in the day. And then you hit me up like, or for 2 days. And then you hit me up like, ain't nothing wrong. Like, no, I don't play that. You ain't, no, you're not. Let me tell you something. No one's that busy, okay? I'm just going to let you know. No one's so busy that they can't take 3 seconds out of your day to mainly reply, because I'll hit you up first,
yeah,
to mainly reply and just say something. No, you're not that busy. You are that busy. You're just too busy for me, and then I got to let you go. That's just how that goes.
Speaking of text messages.
Yes, sir.
Fellas. Now, I defended y'all on this WYD, what are you doing text?
Yeah, no doubt.
But when they respond back, have more to say.
Yeah, please do.
Or just say, hey, you know what, just thinking about you. Can I talk to you later? Because I want to.
Because, hey, you
know, again, I'm not the best texter.
Right.
You know, again, what I got, like, fourth place in the fourth grade spelling bee or something like that.
And then
it was crazy. The spell check even messed me up even worse. Because sometimes I'll say what I want to say.
And it'll throw you off.
And spell check will change it around. Yeah. I'm like, dang, what do I need you for?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
but
doubt.
You know what I mean? Like, if you it, regardless of what women say, you can send a WYD text.
Right.
But also have something behind that. Yeah. I mean, if you are age group. WYD means right. what are you doing?
Right. What are you doing?
For the longest, I didn't know what that meant, bro.
Hey, I be figuring it out, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Kids will keep you young, though, bro.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, and then have something back up to that is saying, you know, and then here's another thing, too. If you're still leaving home and you're coming from work and a woman asks you about your day, a lot of times they want to know about your day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they want to know about your day is that they want to be in your world. So they want to know what's going on. So let them in. Don't just use this plain, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, you know, if anything, fill in the gaps of that conversation and just say, you know, it's just a crazy day. And, you know, a lot. I don't know what's going on, you know, but, you know, what about your day? Or ask her, start ingesting her day.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, too, is that she don't want to go to the work mixer and she finds out about Jan and she finds out about Frank. And she finds out about Susan, and she finds out about all these people, and you got this whole different world going on that you didn't tell her about, and everything like that. And I mean, you know, there's going to be stuff that goes on at work or whatever that they're not going to know about, you know, or different scenarios, but don't feel her left out in the cold and lost and seeing you having all these open conversations and you giving her dryness when you getting home.
Yeah, and cause that's a quick way to an argument or a quick way to a breakup and stuff. Because the thing is, man, it's like even for a single dudes out here, the single guys out here, whatever woman you're talking to or whatever women you're talking to, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be making that woman, whoever there's with you, feel at the utmost importance. You're supposed to be making that woman feel special. And if you, like Joe said, if you going out there to the work mixer and you just kikiing and laughing and smiling and all the other women's faces and she's just there sitting at the table, like, what are you doing? Sometimes fellas, we do it to ourselves, man. We just got to be mindful of those type of things and just understand where you're at. And basically the best way to sum that shit up is read the room, bro. Like, if you with someone, then obviously your time, the majority of your time should be with that person. You shouldn't be over here laughing with Brenda and Maria and Ebony and whoever the fuck else. Like, nah, man, you gotta be in tune in the moment and in who you are, who you came with, because that alleviates a lot of shit. Yeah. And if you do bring someone to the work mixer or whatever the hell you going to bring them to, make sure you introduce that person to all of these women in the room.
Yes.
You can't, because the moment you, because I'm going to tell you, like, free game, fellas. Like, so the moment you bring a woman to wherever you're bringing her, to any type of function, right, and you go into a room and you're introducing her to every woman in the room and you miss a few, she's going to wonder why you missed that few. Or if you bring her to the function and you don't introduce her to nobody, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That is a problem. And on top of that, y'all got to establish who you guys are before going into the function. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times you see that, and that's what I'm saying, though, fellas, y'all be fucking up. A lot of the times you be telling old girl that's your girl when y'all at home. And then you go to the function and they're like, this is my homegirl. No, that's a bad ordeal, brother. That was going to be my next point, Joe. If that's what the case is, don't even bring her, bro, because that ain't nothing but a bad time.
I want to hit some these single guys, because we really be talking about guys with relationships. Single guys, man, have confidence.
Facts.
Have confidence. Women love it.
Women
love it.
They really do.
Women love it. Understand that you may not be great at all of these things that other men may be great at that you think in your head that women love.
Right.
But understand the greatness that you have in you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Also understand this. There's more women than men out here.
That is for sure.
And if a woman says no, hey, move to the next one. Like, hey, nobody likes rejection.
Facts.
Nobody likes rejection. But in my age now, of where I have so much, I don't care what people think, that makes people even like me more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it, you know, some of that is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of that is like, I'm past of dealing with what people think about me.
Yep.
I'm secure with
yourself.
Me.
Yep. There you go, man. Love yourself.
Yeah, love yourself, guys. Mm-hmm. Look, guys, again, don't have your whole closet full of sweats. Don't have your whole closet full of t-shirts.
Right.
Have some nice outfits.
Right.
You know, that way you can go somewhere. I'm not asking you to be no Fashion Nova or anything like that, but sometimes women want to see you in something nice.
Joe telling you he ain't asking you to be like him, but yeah.
Don't let Dre fool you now. This guy came with his Adidas sponsorship on right now.
Down to the socks.
Yeah, down to the socks. So don't let him play you. But here's the thing. You should have a suit more than just for a funeral.
Yeah, for Yes, preach, preach.
For more than just a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've made it to society where you can have, you know, a collared polo shirt and right. jeans and some shoes, and you could be the boss or director building.
Right.
And that's cool. Yeah. I think that's great that you could be at a place that you work to be comfortable.
Right.
But have a few outfits that you put some thought into.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Look, I love wearing sweatpants
all day, bro,
and a t-shirt.
That's all I wear.
You know what I mean? All day long. But if it comes to me having to step in that closet,
yes,
I'm coming out with an outfit.
Yes, sir.
That
yes, sir.
As soon as I spray cologne, it's done.
Yes, it's a wrap. Yes, sir.
It's a wrap.
Yes, sir.
I'm just throw the hook out there, and I'm reeling in the catch.
That's facts. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a strong 7.5 out here in these 10 streets.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Man, yes, sir. Maybe even 8. You know, I put the cologne on in the right shoes. Man, come on, man. I'm a man. You know,
that boy's sock game is serious, too.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? It's something special.
Yeah.
But, man, put some thought into stuff. Guys, come on, fellas. Put some thought in some of these lines that you're coming up with.
Yeah.
Put some thought into really engaging and romancing these women. Come on, God, be better.
And the thing about it is, if you do that, fellas, especially single fellas, if you do things like that, you're going to set yourself apart from everybody else, because ain't nobody doing that shit nowadays, man. It's even in the music nowadays. Like, you go back and listen to 90s, 80s, R&B and shit, and even 70s as well. It's all about romanticizing the women and being romantic and shit. Like, you listen to current day music, the first thing they want to do is get you in the bed. That's all they talking about is banging you out. That's it. Like, it's just like, so ain't nobody doing what Joe and I are telling you that you guys should be doing. So that in itself is going to set you apart from rest of the dudes. Because, like I said, you're not objectifying women no longer. You're actually taking an interest in them. And that is rare nowadays.
Dude, I'm gonna give you a shoe secret now. Because you can't wear Jordans everywhere.
Yeah, look, facts.
Cole Haans.
There you go.
My boy Joe. They usually run $200.
Yeah.
But they usually will have a 60% off sale, and then sometimes have a 25% off of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get a $200 pair of Cole Haans for like $40.
$40, that's facts.
And
I got a couple.
Come on, me too.
Yeah.
If you get you a black pair and a brown pair, you're in there.
Yep, you're in there.
And they even got the comfy bottoms now too.
Yep,
so it's got the sport bottom with the dress look on top.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I have other shoes too, but all them Gucci and all that other stuff, man, I put them Kohans and feel so much better.
Yeah.
But do something out of the ordinary. Yep. Look, you can't wear Jordan 1s every event.
You can't, but they nice.
Yeah. You can't wear Ross tennis shoes every event.
No, brother, you can't do that,
Change
brother.
It up. And like I said, it's too easy, because when you think about how much you could pay for that shoe, you get a shoe off that Ross rack, that's $40. Yep. But you just get a Kohan shoe for like $40.
Yep.
You pay the same price as that Ross, and you have a nice quality shoe.
Yep. And if you're good, you can find that nice quality Cole Haans shoe at Ross. So
Ross Neiman,
the rack, Saks All Fifth.
Come on, fellas.
There's a few. I ain't gonna give you. Look, nigga, I ain't Joe, man. I ain't giving y'all niggas all my secrets. But
it's Dre. I can give them all the seasons to the gumbo, but they can't cook like me.
Yeah, there you go, brother.
Cook like me, Dre. We're too strong. Man. That's why we give them the seasons to the podcast.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We're not going to make these hit shows we do.
You're right, brother.
We'll make the hits.
Hey, you're right, man.
But yeah, fellas, look.
Nah,
man,
that's
look.
Real.
Fellas, look. If you want to help you get a nice pair of shoes, get you some cologne.
Yeah.
And then all of that stuff in the middle, you can work out. You know what I mean?
You know what, man? You inspire me to give these niggas a secret, too, bro.
Give them a secret,
So I'm going to give them a secret.
What happened
to them all? No, I got them.
Hey, man, look. Why is it Christmas in October? Why are we bringing gifts to these in October?
I'm feeling in the giving mood right now, man. I'm going to go ahead and give them
Santa
some free game.
Santa Drake. Drop down the chimney.
Yeah, man. Fellas, man, invest in some body spray, man. So you can find body spray anywhere, man. You could go to, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Ross, Burlington, whatever. They got body spray. Usually around the underwear and stuff, you find it. Or you could go to one of these cosmetic stores. They got body spray in there, too. So now body spray, man. So I learned this shit from Puffy, actually, in the GQ magazine. And I've been doing it ever since, right? So he said, invest in some body spray. So what you do, you take your shower and shit. Straight out the shower, you spray that body spray on you when your fucking pores are all opened up from the heat, from the fucking steam and shit. And then you just let that shit air dry into you. Then you throw on some cologne. Nigga, it's a wrap, man. Like, yo, hey, you good. You good after that, bro. So you smelling good, like Joe said, man. You get your outfit together. You in there, man. No matter. And I don't know what it is, but, I mean, of course you got to know, like, different blends and smells and shit. But it really don't matter, man. Like, long as you put it all and you put it on together, I know you probably thinking, like, well, that's going to be the mix of scents and shit. Nah, put that shit. Like, trust me, it works. I've never heard no one ever tell me that I stink. So, hey, man, it seems to be working for me. But, yeah, that's free game, man. Right out the shower, you could do it. Like, I keep my spray in the shower on the shower rack. So when I cut off the shower and I pat myself dry or whatever, and then, you know, I spray that shit around me, and then there you go, fella. So that's free game, man. Like,
Dre, let me tell you something. I now know how China got overpopulated. There was somebody that was like the Cup of Joe with
Dre
in China.
Yeah,
and they were giving out all of
giving
this
out
game,
the game, boy.
And then China got overpopulated.
Most definitely.
Because I already know.
We're
in Mexico.
Yep.
We're in Germany,
Malaysia,
England,
yep.
Malaysia,
Ireland.
Look,
Panama.
Texas is about to spike.
I mean, Brazil.
Texas is about to spike.
I already know
it's about to
be
crazy.
Yeah, we out of there. Yeah.
There is going to be so many babies made off of the information that we give now. There's going to be so much romance.
That's free game, man.
Like, look, guys. When y'all have a successful romance story,
hey, y'all,
I want
you
to hit us on the page.
That's right. Cash App. Yo, Cash App. Take $5. $5 here and there. But yeah, man. Hey, man. Hey, this was good, though, man. It's a good episode, man. I'm glad we did this, man. Fellas, like I said, man, we love y'all, man. And we just want to see y'all win out here in these streets and shit. And stop being so fucking.
Any shout outs, man?
So nah, man. Shout outs, man. We gon' nah, not really. Let me see. Let me see what I got. let me see. There's any I do want to shout out. Hold on. Let me pull up the information real quick. Let me see. I want to shout out my man Mark Lane. Shout out to my man Mark Lane. He's a DJ, man. He's an entertainer, really, man. That's not all he does is DJ. But my man Mark Lane, he has The Mic Is Yours. He has The Mic Is Yours. It's on YouTube. The Mic Is Yours. It's a talent. It's basically a talent. He puts on talent. You could be a rapper. You could be a singer. You could be a comedian. Whatever your talent is, he allows people to come onto his platform. The Mic Is Yours. You can find that on YouTube. His name is Mark Lane. And he allows you to display your talent, whatever talent that is. Again, he's a DJ as well. So if you have any weddings, any corporate parties, corporate events, anything, birthday parties, whatever the case may be, you need a DJ. My man Mark Lane, DJ Mark Lane Entertainment. Look my man up, man. Shout out to my man Mark, man. We appreciate you and I salute you, King. Well, all right, Joe, what you got for me, man?
Man, so many shout outs I want to give, man.
Shout them out, dog.
I'm going to try to get them all done. So many women sent us so much good information.
They really did.
And feedback, and I appreciate like all of that.
Go ahead, because I'm gonna get mine together too.
My homegirl DK Coco 74, that girl, you funny, you funny. But I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. I mean, you know, a lot of good information, a lot of good insight that you gave me.
Yes, indeed.
My homegirl, I'm trying to give everybody's Instagram names.
I just give it out there regularly.
Beautifully Me.
Okay, Beautifully Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate you. You know, she gave me a lot of good feedback about the hardships that women have in dating.
Yeah.
You know, and how more guys are focused on
The physical.
You know, the physical and their bodies and all of this stuff. Like, guys, man, stop asking these women for pictures and stuff like that. I mean, you already know. Like, the crazy thing about it is most of the time, if a woman's really feeling you, she's going to start sending you pictures.
That is true.
Blowing you up like
Or she might be hiding something, so I need those pictures, fella. I mean, women.
But,
just fucking with y'all. But I do. I need my pictures.
My homegirl, Tanya, appreciate you listening. You know, I want to give some shout out to some men real quick.
Facts.
So, and I've been meaning to get this shout out personally for a while, but my homegirl Christina, I've been knowing her forever.
Okay.
And her husband, and their Instagram is Mom and Pops.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them before. Yeah, man. I really want to give a shout out to her and her husband and her family for also support, but also her father. Like, man, her father was growing up was like really good man, and he taught me a lot. Like, first of all, he was this white man around a lot of black kids, and he was investing in their lives at this boys club. I mean, you might even ran into him once or twice and didn't even know it, but every time that he seen me, man, he always gave me a hug. He was always insightful. I mean, he always, like, I can't remember a time he wouldn't take me aside and just, like, would talk to me. He would always try to drop a jewel with me about, and I remember one time I was doing something, he saw me do it. And I'd never seen him mad, but he took me aside, and he said, "You know why I'm mad? Because I know you are better than this, and I know you are greater." And that really, it hurt me to know that I hurt him. So, Dr. Bochinski, I know you're looking down in heaven, and I just appreciate you, man. You know, when I hurt my back, I had went to him, man, and he took so much care of me. And even, because at that time, I was an older man, you know, and he knew me from 13, 14 like, you know, until he passed. But, you know, I was an older man then. And even while he was working on me, he was just like, "I'm just proud of the man that I know that you are," because I seen that as a kid. So I just, Dr. Bochinski, I just thank you. I appreciate you. I thank you still looking down on me. I love you. I love your family, your wife, your children, and Andrew and Ryan and Christina, and just, you know, her husband, and just everything that you meant for me in my life, and showing me that love doesn't just come from a color.
Right.
It doesn't just come from a gender, but it just genuinely comes from people. So I really dedicate, you know, this episode to you, because you were an example of what a true father and what a true man is. And when a man sets his sight out to do good things, that he brings good things out into the world and in energy. That's and then also one of my friends that we reconnected, my homeboy Nathan. Man, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I would tell some stories about me and Nathan growing up, and when y'all hear them, this, wait till y'all hear the story about how I got shot. Nathan is involved in that story, and I will tell that in a later episode. But yeah, man, that's my brother. I appreciate you. Also, Larry, my boy Larry Boyd. That's another, like, man, I don't really have friends, man. I have brothers.
Yeah, you know, I'm the same way, man.
Like, you know, Larry, just, man, you know, when I changed my life to be better, Larry was there, man. And he ended up trying to change, you know, and changing his life, you know, and he's got a line, a clothing line coming out. I just want to hoop. We're going to definitely support him, man. When he gets some merch, I'm going to get us some merch.
Yes, sir. We can support
the group. We're going to pay for it, too.
Yeah, we're going to pay for it.
No discounts. Yeah, no doubt. I want to shout out that brother, man. Love your dog. Keep doing your thing, man. You know, I'm proud of everything that you've done and your success. So, I mean, that's kind of it, man. There's more people I should be shouting out. I'll shout y'all out next time. I apologize, you know. Dre, you got any more you need to do?
I want to shout out to Crystal and Crystal Cups. So Crystal, she makes tumblers on she makes tumbler cups. So Crystal Cups, and that's CRYSTAL _ cups, CUPS. So shout out to Crystal Cups. Support small businesses. Who else do I want to shout out? I want to shout out my brother Reggie, man. So my homie Reggie, man, he's a respiratory therapist. He's a respiratory therapist up in Seattle. He's my brother from the Air Force, my first roommate from the Air Force. That's my brother, Filipino dude. I say that's my Filipino brother. So my Filipino brother from another, my man Reggie. Shout out to you, man. He's just telling me, man, I wish you, if you guys will, man, just say a prayer for him and all the healthcare workers, because this COVID thing is really taking a toll on them, especially with these numbers spiking back up. So just have all of the Reggie and all the healthcare workers in your prayers. And Reggie, I salute you, brother. I love you, man. And I can't wait to see you, man. So that's it, man. Cup of Joe with Dre. Hey, Joe, any more?
Man, teaching these guys all this stuff got my brain hurting. I'm done.
All right, we out, y'all. That's Cup of Joe with Dre. We appreciate y'all. Peace.